Ladies and gentlemen, the International Day of Forests is an opportunity to raise awareness of the vital role played by forests in the sustainable development. This year's International Day of Forests centers on the theme Forest Climate Change. This is a very relevant theme as forests help us combat climate change at the same time they are affected by it. The Sustainable Development Goals to be adopted this year are set to recognize the importance of the sustainable management of forests, of halting deforestation, restoring degraded forests, and increasing afforestation and reforestation. Forests cover one-third of the globe's land area. They are home to over 80% of the world's biodiversity and are responsible for at least part of the livelihoods of around 2.4 billion people. Forests are crucial to the resilience of millions of people who are vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. They are especially important for the 6 million indigenous people who are dependent on tropical forests for their livelihoods. Forests also provide critical products for subsistence and for sale. They provide employment and are the basis for small-scale and commodity-based enterprise, which are crucial for poverty alleviation. They also provide water, shelter, soil fertility upon which sustainable food systems depend. Without forests, water supplies are threatened. Without forests and trees, coastal areas, mountain landscape, and drylands are more susceptible to natural and climate-induced disasters. Because of all of this, they are essential for food security, now or in the future, and must be part of any land use planning. Forests are also critical to the Earth's carbon balance and hold about three-quarters as much carbon as is in the whole atmosphere. Deforestation and forest degradation increase the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. On the other hand, forest and tree growth absorbs carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas emissions. Ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to share some of the good news we have based on the Global Forest Resource Assessment that will be released during the 14th World Forest Congress in South Africa next September. This will be, by the way, the first time the Congress is held in Africa. I hope that you will be able to join us there. Let me give the good news first. Global estimates of forest emission trends show a fall of more than 25% over the period 2001-2015. Emissions from deforestation and forest degradation decreased from an average of 3.9 gigatons of carbon dioxide per year to about 2.9 gigatons. It's a big improvement. This is due to the reduction of a global net deforestation rates and an increase in areas covered by forests, mainly in Asia and Europe. Unfortunately, Latin America is not performing that well. On the negative side, emissions from forest degradation increased from 0.4 to 1 gigaton of CO2 per year between 1990 and 2015. This is a trend that we need to reverse very soon. I want to highlight the importance of sustainable agriculture to reduce pressure on forests and of implementing the UN Red Plus program to reduce emissions from deforestation and forest degradation. information such as those we are delivering today are important elements for the discussion that will take place at the Conference of Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change that will be hosted by the French government in Paris the end of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, it is encouraging to see that net deforestation is decreasing, and some countries in our regions are showing impressive progress. Among others, they include Brazil, Chile, China, Cape Verde, Costa Rica, Philippines, Republic of Korea, Turkey, Uruguay, and Vietnam. I urge those countries to share their successful experience with other countries to South-South Cooperation Program. FAO is ready to facilitate this collaboration and the knowledge exchange. Ladies and gentlemen, let me conclude saying that FAO's strategic framework promotes an integrated approach to food security and nutrition and the sustainable management of natural resources. Forests are part of this framework. They need to be preserved and sustainably managed to ensure food security and nutrition and decent livelihoods, especially for rural population. Forests are an important part of this vision. I thank you for your attention, and I wish you a successful meeting today.